Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the By Yahweh's Design conference call for the 12th day of May, year 2021. I am Commander Dan, your host and chairman for this meeting of the House of Jacob Israel. The agenda for today's call is open forum. We dedicate this call to our Heavenly Father Yahweh, who is the great I Am. We also dedicate this call to His holy remnant, who are the believing sons and daughters of Jacob, who was later named Israel. Today, these people are known as the Caucasian, or the true Israelite peoples of the world. Hallelujah, which means all praise Yah or Yahweh in ancient or Paleo Hebrew. To my Welsh kinsmen, Shumai, and welcome to the program. Kumri Ambit. Callers will be welcome. We do ask that you watch your language and also have manners for the other callers who might be on the line and try not to walk on top of each other. We are in the question and answer mode, which means that everybody is muted upon joining the call until such time as you indicate you wish to ask or ask a question or talk, and I answer the queue in the order that they come in. Our website is www.pastordan.net, and Pastor Dan is all together with no spaces. And again, we remind you that the Daily Mail page on the website is where we put the latest information that's coming across the desk. And at this time, that's fast and furious. Also, a quick note before we get into the meat of the matter here. There's been a lot of disruptions in phone service and internet service lately. Now, it's sporadic. It's not like it's happening to everybody everywhere at the same time. But I'm just saying, between myself and the people I'm in communication with, we seem to be having issues with the cell phone service more than usual, such as calls being dropped. One party can hear the other one, but not back and forth, that type of thing, just and then intermittent connections. Same thing with the internet. Websites that normally are rock solid, you go there and they're locked up, they freeze, whatever. So just be aware of that. There's something possibly going on with the cell towers and cell services as well as the internet. And we've talked about this for quite some time. The powers that be, whoever they are, whatever they are, they have access to control our means of communication. That's the problem with centralization. Okay? They've convinced us that centralization is what we should try to achieve because it's more efficient, it keeps your costs down, blah, blah, blah. Well, that's the devil talking to you, because now there's a great big string attached to that, and that is that you are vulnerable. Because now all of that control is in the hands of a few people. Okay? Just a few people. So be aware of that. There's some possibilities of things going on, and you need to stay on top of that. Now, it's open forum, so we're going to be taking calls, etc. But before we got into that, there's a couple things I wanted to read based on some things that just came in from some of the listeners to my desk. And one is we talked about motherhood here recently and how important it is and how important the ladies are. Now, again, Yahweh's hierarchy was Adam was here first. Adam is who Yahweh works through to get the job done, so to speak. Our Adamic men were made to handle stress better. Our men were made to handle long-range planning much more than the ladies. That's just a fact, okay? Are there exceptions? Of course. We're talking in generalities, okay? Men typically are stronger. Men typically can handle the pressure. Men make better soldiers, that type of thing, okay? So, but that doesn't mean then that the ladies aren't important, because they are important. Okay, so again, we talked about the importance of them in relationships, the importance of the women as far as our future generations. So in honor of that, I wanted to read Proverbs 31, verses 10 through 31, which is the woman who fears Yahweh. This is, again, in Proverbs, which Psalms and Proverbs, if you don't read anything in the Bible at all, and you're only going to read two books, I would highly recommend they be the two books you read. Mostly because they're full of gems, absolute gems of wisdom in those, just those two books. But Proverbs here is talking about our ladies, starting at verse 10. Who can find a worthy woman? For her price is far above rubies. Okay, rubies are very precious stones, very highly valued. The heart of her husband trusts in her. I'm going to tell you, I talked to an awful lot of men. One of the things that is lacking today is trust, because a lot of these women are feminists, and you can't trust a feminist. He shall have no lack of gain. She does him good and not harm. Oh, Lord, do we have problems in that area today? All the days of her life. I know from the men I talk to, they're having a hard time finding a woman that can do them good and no harm for a year out of their life, let alone for their whole life. She seeks wool and flax and works eagerly with her hands. In other words, she's not lazy. She's productive. She is like the merchant ships. She brings her bread from afar. She rises also while it is yet night, and gives food to her household and portions for her servant girls. She considers a field and buys it. With the fruit of her hands, she plants a vineyard. In other words, she's somewhat independent. She doesn't require the Adamic man to be at her beck and call constantly. In other words, she's not needy. She knows how to get some things done. She arms her waist with strength and makes her arms strong. She perceives that her merchandise is profitable. Her lamp does not go out by night. In other words, she thinks ahead. She prepares. Just like right now, okay? There are rumblings on the horizon. Proverbs also tells us that a prudent man sees disaster or trouble coming and prepares for it. We talk about the old Boy Scout saying, okay, we got rumblings about interruptions of the gas pipeline. Whether it's legitimate or not is irregardless. Okay, one of the things we're going to talk about is the fact that the pipeline being shut down is not because of a hacking. That's bullshit. All right, so, but to us out here in the trenches, does it matter the reason that you can't get gas? Or just the fact that you can't find gasoline, and when you do, it's going to be a lot more expensive. That's what you make preparations for, and that's why we've told you for years. Keep your gas tanks full, and if you can afford it, buy two or three extra 5-gallon cans and keep them full and rotate them at least every 6 months. Because gasoline can go bad, folks. It can. If you open that can of gas and that gas is looking yellowish or has a strange smell to it, it's probably starting to turn to varnish. So if you put it in your car, it's going to run like shit. She lays her hands to the distaff and her hands hold the spindle. In other words, again, she's productive. She doesn't sit around watching soap operas all day long. She opens her arms to the poor. Yes, she extends her hands to the needy. In other words, she's empathetic. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. In other words, they're, again, prepared. If it gets cold, she's looked far enough ahead that she made some quilts and blankets and heavier clothing. She makes for herself carpets of tapestry. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. But remember, purple is a combination of red and blue, which lend to the fact of royalty, both bloodline and lineage. Red and blue. Her husband is respected in the gates when he sits among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and delivers sashes to the merchant. Strength and dignity are her clothing. Okay, woo. Strength and dignity. Not sitting around browbeating the man in her life saying, what are you going to do for me? Constantly. Or using physical, how should we say this? Physical lovemaking as a weapon. She laughs at the time to come. In other words, she doesn't sit around moping about the future. She opens her mouth with wisdom. Faithful instruction is on her tongue. Okay, not idle words, not gossiping, not bullshit stories, but something that's meaningful and will add to the betterment of everybody. She looks well to the ways of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women do noble things, but you excel them all. This is her husband to his wife. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman who fears Yahweh, she shall be praised. Hallelujah. Give her of the fruit of her hands, let her works praise her in the gates. In other words, guys, it's not her job to support your sorry ass. Okay? If she's busting her butt, she gets the praise, and she also, if there's a financial gate to it, that she gets the fruit of her hands. She gets credit for it, but she also is worthy of a monetary gain if there is one. A lot of guys think women and children are their slaves in the sense that they're just there to please them and basically be browbeat and everything else by them, but that's not true. Scripture says that they are to be treated like your own body. You wouldn't abuse your own body, so why the hell would you abuse your wives or your children? That is not allowed. However, you are also allowed to punish if they deserve punishment. But again, a woman who is worth rubies, a large something of high value, she's not going to behave that way. So anyway, again, that's Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. The woman who fears Yahweh is greatly to be praised. Hard to find these days, but when you do find one, she's like a gemstone. And then Ella says here, you can buy a preservative for gas, which will keep it fresh for a year or maybe two. Depends on the preservative, but Ella's right. You can buy, it's called Stable. And Stable, I think, will keep it for up to a year. And it's a little less expensive. Or you can get, I'm trying to think of it, Seafoam. That's what it's called, Seafoam. Seafoam is better. And I believe it will preserve your gas for up to 2 years. And it is a cleaner, preservative and cleaner. So it's actually doing more than just preserving the gas. It'll keep the gas tank from rusting. It'll help clean out the gas lines, the gas filters, the carburetor if you have it, or the fuel injectors, etc. So Seafoam, more expensive, but lasts longer, does more things. If you just want to make sure your spare gasoline in your tank or in your gas cans stays around and stays fresh for a year, then you can just use what they call Stable. And it tells you how many ounces to put in per gallon. I've used it. I've used both of them, actually, and both of them work very well. So, again, if you don't do anything to the gas, you might get 5 to 6 months, maybe. But after that, you're on borrowed time. If you want to keep it much longer, then think of those two products. There's probably other products as well, but just know that there's something out there, if you do the searching, that can help you preserve that. I'm trying to look real quick here. to see if there's a comment. Right, Ralph's talking about the pipeline getting shut down is an example of why we don't want centralization, which is basically assisting communist agendas. Yep, let's see here. Prepare for 2021, Weimar Republic, my opinion, that says Ralph. Yeah, that's why I say there's rumblings going on, okay? I'm not in the boardrooms or behind closed doors to tell you what who's doing what and what their agenda is or whatever. I'm just telling you the rumblings, the smoke on the horizon, as they used to say, generally indicates a fire. We have a lot of smoke on the horizon. And, you know, I'm getting reports about good things that are happening and that there's good guys making a move. And I'm also getting reports that it's more of the bad guys doing stuff. Or it could be a combination of the both. We don't know. You and I out here in the trenches, us peons, they don't let us in on the planning and what's going on. We just know what the Father told us. Judge people by their fruits. And a prudent man sees disaster or changes or disruptions coming and prepares for it. Now, the word prudent means what? Wise. Forward thinking. Okay? Proactive. And it's your job as head of households to do that. Okay? And if you don't see the problems, there's something wrong. Something very, very wrong. Also, Ralph said something about, I'm looking for it right here. We could be seeing the fruition of Ezekiel 38 and 39, which is the prophecy against Gog and the fact that Yahweh will restore Israel. If we get time, we're going to read those. They're a little bit long. If we don't get to them, just grab your Bibles afterwards and go read Ezekiel 38 and 39. Remember, Ezekiel 37, just before those two, talks about the vast and mighty army that Yahweh will raise up, much as he talks about in Malachi chapter 4 and in Obadiah at verse 18. His sons and daughters, raising up an army in the end times to bring down these evildoers, to destroy them. So whatever is going on out there, remember, as Ella is constantly telling us, Arlene and Ella is the same person, by the way, folks. The scripture supports the fact that everything going on, even what you perceive to be evil, bad, blah, 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 everything is under the control of the Father. Just like he used Pharaoh for his purposes, just like he used Nebuchadnezzar, okay, he can use anybody or anything. Okay, he created this world. He created everything around us, everything we perceive. He created you and I. He created all of this and put it in play for his purposes. So we are not to be fearful, okay? Remember, fear is false evidence appearing real. A fearful spirit means you lack faith. We should have faith in him and each other. That's why I don't ever lose any sleep about what the New World Order, my neighbors, my naysayers, the shills, the gossipers, they're out there, and I don't lose one night's sleep worrying about what these assholes are doing. I just don't, because I don't care. I really don't care. Every day I get up, and every night when my head hits a pillow, it's praising the Father and thanking him for all that I do have in my life, and the fact that my life's pretty simple. I just have to worry about him. I don't need to worry about all that other stuff, because I have read the book, and it says that those that walk with the Father, as it says in Psalm 91, he watches over and provides for. Or the scripture where it says that he reproves kings, folks. He reproves kings for the sake of his anointed. It says, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. That's a commandment from the Creator himself. Do you think there's any power on earth that can violate Yahweh's will? If you do, let me know. Because I'm of the opinion there is no power on earth that can negate what the Father wants or his promises. None. Now, you can give your fear and worship and anxiety to the enemy if you want. Now the enemy has been energized by you. I take away their power because they don't have anything other than what the Father gives them. Period. That's just the way it works. And so typically, he gives the enemy or the unrighteous power when you and I still have dirty silver, so to speak. When we are a vessel of silver and we have contamination in us. Remember the story in the scriptures about the silversmith? Okay, so you and I, represented by this symbol of silver, is very much what's happening. When we have sin or doubt or fear or wrongdoing in our lives, he will put you through fire, which is representative of persecution, until he burns that out of you. Once he sees his reflection in you, in your behavior and life, guess what? Persecution goes away. Doesn't matter what's going on out there. Remember, we as a people, a race of people, we've turned our backs on the Father. This nation called America and all the other white nations, they pretty much have adopted Judaism, which is Satanism, and turned their backs on the living God. So as a group of people, we are dirty as hell, and we're under persecution. Okay? If we turn back to him, he has promised that he will take all of this away. How many people out there, with all this shit going on, how many of them are saying, you know what? We should scrap this man-made government. Let's get back to God's law. Let's go under Yahweh's law. How many people say that? I hardly hear anybody saying it. Everybody wants to run to the same beast that created these problems, as if the beast is somehow going to go, oh, you're right. I'm sorry. I'm going to lift the taxes off your head and all these laws and restrictions and communism and the invasion of these non-white aliens, blah, blah, blah. That ain't going to happen, folks. Just ain't going to happen. Ralph says here that Zechariah 13 and 14 is very good as well. Last verse in 14, the Canaanites will be found no more in the house of Jacob Israel. Hallelujah. Just like Obadiah and Ezekiel tell us the same thing. And then Lane down here in Texas says here, yes, Dan, thanks. Wait a minute. Oh, thanks to hearing you say that about thanking Yahweh years ago. I do that after I get up and as I conk out as well. Just one of many good tips from Commander Dan. Thank you, Lane. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate that. And then Bubby 1483 says here, we are filthy rags in Father's sight. Amen. We are. I believe the Apostle Paul wrote about that. We are just, our works are as filthy rags. Okay? You can't work your way into the good graces of our Father. You can't work your way into the hereafter in heaven. The heaven here on earth, and whatever comes after that. You can't work your way into it, folks. Your works are as filthy rags, okay? You can't. That's why it's called grace. It's a spiritual experience with the Father. When you finally bend your will to Him, when you finally give up being a control freak, thinking you have to be in control of everything and everything has to be done your way, and you just simply say, Father, I give up. You are in command. I am a willing vessel. Your life is going to change, folks. And how do I know that? Because that's exactly what's happened to me. I wanted to control everything in my younger years, and after enough pain and suffering, I finally realized that things don't work out too good when I'm in charge. I'm going to adopt this attitude of patience and turn it over to the Father, which I have done, and things got a lot better. Now, you can do whatever you want. I'm just telling you what worked for me and many of the people I talk to. And you might want to think about it. Okay, one of the items on the list here is that came across my desk is fennel seeds, which has shikimic acid in it. Is very good for defenses against what's going on. And shikimic is S-H-I-K-I-M-I-C, shikimic acid. And that's found in fennel seeds. Again, we get back to our Father provided all the things we need. Okay, that's why in the ARC community, as we talk about it, we want to get back to family farming. We want to live, whether it's as individual families or groups of us with farms next to each other or on a large community, whatever, doesn't matter. The idea is that we will come together, work with each other, much like the Amish do, and we will provide for ourselves off our land instead of being beholden to gasoline and trucking and the brick-and-mortar stores where they can tell you to put a dirty diaper on your face or you can't come in. Let's get back to the farm. Let's get back on the family farm where we were safer, healthier. We weren't slaves to the system. This is why they enticed you to come off the family farm and come to the, quote, big city with all of its graft and greed and lasciviousness, etc. They enticed you off the farm, but the farm is where you got your hands dirty and you sweat and you worked. Okay? You grew your own food. You knew what was in the ground. You knew it was organic. You knew it wasn't covered with glyphosate and other herbicides, insecticides, and growth hormones and all kind of bullshit that they put on the food and in the animals that you're eating. What you eat is what you are, or you are what you eat. Okay, that old saying is true. You are what you eat. You're a machine, just like your car. Your car comes with an owner's manual, so do you. Your car states exactly what kind of gasoline or fuel to put into the gas tank. Because if you don't, that engine isn't going to run right. Now, every car has four wheels. Every man has two arms and two legs. But their machine doesn't run the same. Races are not equal. I'm sorry, they're not. Anthropologically, they are not the same. Physiologically, they're not the same. They don't respond to pharmaceutical drugs the same way. Ask Ella the nurse, or my daughter the nurse, or any of the other medical professionals that we know. Okay? They teach you that in school. You can't just give any old buddy certain pharmaceuticals or even natural because each race behaves or responds differently. And that's why so many people are having trouble today, because so many people are mixed. How many times do we have to talk about that? Yahweh said kind after kind. Why? Because that's how it works. These people that say all that matters is that I feel good and I'm in love, Dan. I just love that little darky, or I, he makes me feel good, Dan. I can marry him, can't I? Yeah, you can. Sure you can. But don't come crying to me when you're having problems, and especially when you have children together, because they are going to have problems. And then when they grow up, they're going to be mixed, and they're going to mix with somebody else, and they're going to have problems. So now that our society is so completely polluted, now we see an abundance of what? Oh, that's right. Crime, disease, mental illness, violence. Because, as Charles Weissman says so clearly in his book, Anthology of Racial Issues, that's what you get. Scientific studies have proven this. So even if you don't want to believe the Bible, which clearly states that you do not race mix, you can go to his book, which is citing all the scientific evidence that has been done over the years that you can't find without looking for it very hard today with all the censorship. But when he wrote the book, it was easy to find. Scientific study after scientific study that race mixing does nothing but create problems. And yet people still want to do it. Of course, we've got all kind of information about this serum, this mystery serum that they want to stick in everybody. And yet people are out there putting it in there. And same thing with race mixing. Race mixing is a violation of natural law, God's law, and even just plain old common sense, and yet people do it. I sent out a dissertation on circumcision today because of something that was that came across my desk, and it sort of empowered me to do that, and I got some very, very positive results from the various people I sent it to. It was a combination of a article that was written, but also the work of Janice Barcelo, who I happen to know. And she has done great research on natural childbirthing, the what the pornography industry is doing to the psychology and psychosis of our children, and the dangers of circumcision, okay? Our Heavenly Father doesn't make mistakes, folks. It's plain, it's simple. If anybody out there thinks for 1 minute that mutilating a baby boy makes you closer to God, I'm sorry, but you are an idiot. I don't know how to say it any other way. Okay? I don't care what it says in your English Bible. The research has been done. And our ancestors did not mutilate our baby boys. They didn't do it. And scientifically and medically, there is absolutely no justification for the mutilation of a baby boy. None. And for the few minor issues that a very tiny minority of male children have, is a matter of hygiene. And you can say the exact same thing about baby girls. If you don't have proper hygiene, you're going to have problems, whether you're male or female. So don't blame improper hygiene on the creation of our children. Our Father doesn't make mistakes. So we need to stop it. We need to repent of this barbarism that's been brought into our ranks by these aliens, these devil worshipers, and stop mutilating our children. Future generations will thank us if we get our heads out of our asses and stop listening to these misfits that walk through our society teaching this bullshit story that somehow it's cleaner, nicer, neater, they look better. I actually had a guy, and it's somebody you all know, but I won't mention names. He actually tried to justify it because he said that the circumcised member of a male looks better. almost fell out of my chair when I heard that. It looks better. So you mock the living God and what he creates in the male animal kingdom, by the way. It's not just humankind. Adamkind that has that particular shape. It's in the animal kingdom too, okay? And you're going to mock the living God with such a totally ridiculous statement as it looks nicer. That's just, I can't even wrap my head around that one. That one just blew my mind. Another item that's come across the desk is both American and French generals within the last 24 to 48 hours have been reporting that the governments of these two countries, United States of America and France, are doing things that will come to the ruination of their countries. Now, in France, Macron is a Jew, and probably a lot of other high-ranking officials in their government are Jews. And, of course, they're anti-white. Okay? Anti-white. Here in America, we are heavily under Jewish influence. Okay? The current administration is never saw a Jewish ass that wasn't worth kissing. And the one that just left never saw a Jewish ass that wasn't worth kissing. So we are all under Judaic hegemony at the time. And that's not going to bode well for us and our children and our grandchildren. These people are our enemies. And anybody that says they're anything but our enemies is a liar and working to the detriment of our race and our countries. Also, it's coming out that the pipeline incident was not due to hacking, as we first suspected. And the article just came in just before airtime, so I did not have time to read the entire article. But it just goes to show us that the kabuki theater going on around us and the mainstream media, every time they try to tell you what's going on, you know they're lying to you. You know that. So the idea that a bunch of hackers got it in there and shut off the gas, that's bullshit. All right, I don't give a shit what kind of hackers they are, what they're claiming. You gave up the control of your country when you let the Israelis control this nation. All right? Your intelligence agencies are riddled with Jews. The Pentagon is riddled with Jews. Washington, D.C. is riddled with Jews. That you allowed your Congress critters to give them access to all of our databases, our patent office, and you even allowed your government to make it to where all electronic communications goes through Israel. Did you know that? Now, does anybody out there with a brain that functions think that the Israelis aren't tapping into that electronic communications? Huh? Do you actually think that they're going to just let that stuff all run through their servers and everything else without tapping in on it? Yeah, that's like Albert Einstein never stole anything from the patent office when he was a clerk. You know, the same Albert Einstein everybody thinks was a genius and all he could get is a job as a clerk in a patent office. You know, that guy that the Jews tout as such a genius, the guy that was a complete moron and looked like a goofball. Yeah, much like Barack Obama, much like Bill Clinton and Hillary, much like the Bushes, much like everybody in Washington. The Jews are telling you what smart, wonderful people are, and you find out they're just profligate idiots and hedonists, Satanists, despicable individuals. And yet, because the media propped them up, well, they must be smart. Oh, my God. Anyway, with all this stuff that we're seeing on the horizon, please stock up if you haven't done so already. I mean, we've been telling you that for almost 22 years now. Okay, the Boy Scout motto tells you that, common sense tells you that, the Amish way that I was raised tells you that. Every farmer where I grew up had a pantry and a supply on hand, if for no other reason because blizzards can happen or floods or severe storms, and you're isolated. Every farmer, when I was a boy, every farmhouse had a stockpile of food and a way to get water and firewood or some other form of heat and extra clothing. All of that was stockpiled. And guess what? They didn't live in fear. They didn't worry about some bump in the gas lines and all this other stuff like people do today. Because worst case scenario, you just sit down at home. Now, imagine if we had God's law at play here. Because can you imagine how nice it would be? Your land is your land in perpetuity. No government can tax it. No government can take it from you. That's the biblical way. Do you think you might sleep a little better knowing that, well, okay, I can't get to work, but my land's my land. They can't touch it. My house is my house. They can't touch it. Do you think that's a slightly better way? I've got a garden out back so I can feed myself. I've got a well. I got plenty of water. So let's see. I got a roof over my head. I've got firewood. I've got heaters. I've got food. So what do I have to worry about? But you see, you've sold your soul to the devil for all of his trinkets, because everything he's got out there has 1,000 strings attached to it. But you went ahead and went after it anyway, instead of sticking with our Father who blessed you with life, liberty, property, the ability to fend for yourself, and so you were beholden to no man. No man could control you. This is why the northern states hated the southern states, because the southern states were fiercely independent and they were autonomous. They were able to provide for themselves. They didn't need the bankers and all from the north. They didn't need all the factory stuff. They could make most everything they needed right there on the farm and on the plantations. Okay? So they hated that. Gee, what race of people would hate that? Yeah, Jews. The carpetbaggers that came in and stole everything after the war and turned the blacks loose on the whites. Much like is happening today. Always see Jewish money and Jewish names associated with it out there. Again, stock up, folks. Come on. Keep your gas tanks topped off. Get your gas cans, keep them topped off. Put preservative in if you have to. Make sure you have a non-perishable type food available and a way to make or preserve clean water. That's a minimum. According to Mike Adams, again, I did not have time to listen to the entire show. It was sent to me just before airtime, but if you go to the Health Ranger, Mike Adams, supposedly, he says there's something that can be done to bring back the people that put this poison in their bodies. That's the first I've heard of anybody claiming that. To me, it's safer to not put it in there to begin with. But if we can help those that made the mistake and they repent, I say hallelujah. Hallelujah. He also talks about satellite phones, especially with, well, like I told you, that the cell phones and all are essentially controlled by the same Zionist folks at the top. They may control the satellites too, I don't know. But a satellite phone does not rely on cell towers. So you might want to look into it as a backup system. I don't know. That also just came to me, and I think Mike Adams talked about it. It's at SAT, which is SAT for satellite, SAT123.com. And check it out. If we put our heads together, do a little research, see if they are more secure, more reliable. If everything else fails, a satellite phone might be the only way you can communicate. If the internet goes down and the cell phone towers, if you don't have a satellite phone, you're going to be stuck. Now, the other alternative, of course, is shortwave radio. And we have not set up networks yet, which we probably should. at least do enough research to find out what frequency bands work the best for long-range communications. And all of us that we think about it anyway, there should be somebody in your group. As we're in little groups, there should be at least one Israelite amongst a group of Israelites who is a ham radio operator. And if you don't want to get the license, that's fine. At least learn the system. I have all kinds of ham radio for dummy books and everything else. Plus, I was an electronic technician and a CB radio operator. And CB radio, by the way, is in the shortwave band of frequencies. It's the 11-meter band. Okay, you got 10-meter band is regular shortwave, 2-meter band, 6-meter band. There's some higher ones that go up into the microwave area. But 11-meter band is citizens band radio, what we call CB or citizens band radio. People don't seem to be using that much anymore, but I'm going to tell you something. With a amplifier on and the proper antenna, you would be surprised how far you can reach out there with a plain old, simple, cheap citizens band radio. Okay? Push comes to shove, and they're fairly inexpensive. You can get a good power supply and put an amplifier on the output of that CB radio. You can bump it up from the nominal 4 to 5 watts. You can bump it up clear up to 100 to 500 watts. Okay? And again, you may have to get a little stronger antenna, but you can, and again, this is in an emergency now, so don't tell me, well, the government FCC says you can't let, well, you know what, in an emergency, I don't give a damn what the FCC says. If I need to reach out and talk to people and provide information or receive information, I'm going to put my amplifier on there and set it wherever the hell I need to set it. And again, this equipment is available. Go to a ham radio event. They're all over the place. Ham radio guys are some of the greatest guys on earth. They love talking about radios and antennas and the things they can do to reach out. That's great information if everything else dies. And again, citizen band radios are cheap, comparatively cheap, and you can doctor them up and they can reach out quite a ways. Okay? Probably across states, if they're configured right. So, something to think about. Something to think about. Australian government has admitted that the vaccine, what they're calling a vaccine, it's not really a vaccine, folks. I hope you know that. But this serum, this poison, is a poison, and they've admitted it. So, okay, now let me see if anybody has put themselves in the queue here. Come on, software. Okay, nobody has. I'm going to check your chat window here and see if we've got anything that I need to address. Ralph and the guys are putting a lot of information in there. no, actually, it wasn't Eli or Steve. It was DJ. And I think you know what DJ stands for. Dr. Lorraine Day, the only real patent Einstein had was a dress for fat people. all I know is he was not what he was put out there to be. He was pretty much a moron, okay? But This is what Jews do, okay? They rewarded him because he stole patent information from the patent office and leaked it out to his Jewish friends. They've been doing this stuff for years. RCA stole the technology for the motion picture camera from a teenage boy that had a patent on it, and they tied it up in court until the patent ran out and stole the whole technology, okay? This is what these people do. They're creatures. They're parasites. I'm going to tell you, this world will be a much better world when they're no longer here. Let's see. We got a guest here. It says, I like Pastor Bob, but he's reading too much science fiction paperbacks. Hey, that's why I don't get involved in all the information going on back and forth out there, because it's all over the charts, all right? Good stuff, bad stuff, who's doing... I don't know. So what I do know is the common sense things that we as individuals can do, as brothers and sisters in Yahweh, what we can do for each other and ourselves. Okay, so again, make your preparations. Make sure you have beans, bullets, and bandages, okay? Make sure you have weapons and ammunition. Make sure you know how to use them. Make sure you have a network of friends that are close to you, people that you can trust, that can work with you. These are all common sense things, folks, common sense. We got a caller here. Cody, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You're coming in loud and clear.
I'd just like to make a simple point about the ham radios. I built my own antenna out of a simple copper tubing. For anyone out there that doesn't think it's possible, if you have a radio and some coaxial cable, I made a copper cactus J-pole. You can look it up, copper cactus J-pole, and I did it with just copper tubing, so you don't need to go out and buy an expensive antenna. You can just do it yourself.
Yep, I've got a homemade one. I didn't make it. I bought it off a guy that did exactly what you did. I've got it sitting out in my shed. Now, I have not hooked it up to the actual transceiver yet to try it. Have you used yours?
Oh, yeah, that's all I've been using for many years now, because I've been a ham operator for a while now.
What frequency is that one for? I forget.
That's a 2 meter. So
2 meter?
I mean, yeah, but there's a lot of there's 2 meter. There's a lot of 2 meter. Repeaters out there, so you can hit them. I'm sure there's one in your area somewhere, or you know, that they're all over the
right
place. And if you have somebody else there that you don't want to use the repeater, you can just do, you know, from point A to point B, or they call it simplex
right
transmission, where you know you're from point A to point B. So
what's the furthest you've ever used it for that?
Oh boy, I can hit repeaters out to like 60 miles easy, but it has to be up high, so you got to put it up on top of your roof somewhere, the highest point you can get.
Okay, let's say the repeaters are not available. What do you recommend for people to look at as far as long distance radio to radio type communication?
Well, that you'd want to go high frequency, I believe, is probably the best you can do there, but that can get expensive. But if you have like a buddy or somebody, you know, around, or a group, and you're in the same, you know, kind of like the same area, you can do simplex transmissions, which is, you know, like I said, from point A to point B, you don't need a repeater.
Right. Well, we'll look into that some more. I do know certain frequencies are much better at long distance radio to radio communication back when I was first looking into it. So we can put that information together if anybody wants to reach out to us and whatnot. And there's plenty of books out there, folks, even free ones as PDFs that they'll run you through the basics and give you an idea. Or just go and find a ham radio club in the area, because those guys will tell you anything. They're almost like when I rode my Harley-Davidson. Anytime you're around a bunch of Harley riders, they love talking about motorcycles, and they'll help you with any problem you've got. Well, same thing with ham radio guys. If you ask them a question, they love to talk about radios and antennas and what to do. So, anything else that you're seeing out there, Cody?
Well, let's see. As far as the vaccine is going, they're really pushing, you know, anything to get people to take this thing, like free tickets to ball games. You know, you can go to bars and get free, you know, booze and, you know, beer and shots like that. So, and other things of that nature. So basically that's telling me that they're really reaching, because people are waking up to this this nonsense and the poison that this vaccine is. So I'd say that's a good thing, actually.
Yeah, I think you're right. Every sign
Because
that I'm seeing says people are waking up to it.
they're really reaching that far to try and get people to take this thing, people are they're becoming wise to it, which is, like I said, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. All righty. Well, we're just going to keep an eye on things, keep putting information out as we come across it, and then stay, observant and on alert. That's about the best we can tell folks at the moment.
Yes,
Be
definitely.
prepared for almost anything, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Be prepared for almost anything. I really think we're kind of like, at least in where I am, we're like in limbo right now. It's like, what are we waiting for? What are they going to do next?
Do you
Maybe
sense
that's just my
a
observation.
yeah, do you sense a an awakening going on in the white race? Maybe not everybody, but do you sense that they're finally starting to realize that we're in seriously bad shape with a group of people trying to exterminate us?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. I mean, the writing's on the wall. I mean, if they can't see it at this point, they're retards, basically, is what I think. But a lot of people are waking up. They're like, wow, there's what the heck is going on? This isn't good. And now they're kind of scrambling a little bit. They're scrambling.
Well, better late than never, as they say.
Yeah, I mean, better late than never. I mean, you might get it while you can before they shut everything down. So,
Right.
like, I just went out today, with that gas or the pipeline bull crap that's going on. I filled my tank up and everything like that, and I got a little extra reserve, not as much as I want, but I still have some. So, but I'm not too worried about it. I mean,
Okay.
it seems like it's mostly hitting the East Coast. We're kind of in farther where I am anyway. So, if anything, the gas prices have gone up.
Yeah, that's for sure. And you know that the Jews that run the gas companies are any excuse to drive the price up so they can increase their profits. So, yep. All right. Anything else to report, bud?
No, that's it. I just wanted to chime in there real quick, so I will let you get back to business. Good talking to you.
Yeah, take care, Cody, and Yahweh bless you and your family.
Yep, you too as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, ladies and gentlemen, again, it's open forum, so if you've got something you would like to oh yeah, somebody says the dirty Jews sitting around rubbing their hands together. Yeah, exactly, because they worship money. All right, and that's why Yeshua condemned them. And our people have known for years, when I was a boy anyway, it was common knowledge. My grandparents told me when I was a boy, don't trust them. Don't trust them. So again, it was common knowledge back in the 50s and 60s that you don't trust Jews. Why? Because they're greedy, they're liars. They take care of Jews, but if you're not a Jew, then you're outside their circle of how should we say this? Well, they're basically Jewish supremacists, all right? Everybody that's not a Jew is here to serve them and to be slaves to them. And according to their holy book, the Talmud, it's okay if they abuse you, steal from you, take your property, or even sell you into slavery or kill you. It's okay because you're just an animal. You don't reach the level of the Jewish supremacist, according to their holy book, the Talmud. Okay? And that's coming out now, too. These people, especially these Zio Christards, as some people call them, these preachers for profit that are beating out this mantra that the Jews are God's chosen people and Christ was a Jew, which is a complete and utter lie. they're now starting to be revealed. You know, the Joel Osteens of the world and John Hagees and Kenneth Copelands of the world. Yeah, they're living like kings right now with all those electronic Jewish shekels in their pocket for putting out that bullshit. But the prophet said there will be a day coming when their own parents will help hunt them down for their treason to mankind. Once people figure out that these lying sacks of manure have been stuffing their pockets full of these shekels and they've been selling you for the slaughter. Okay. I'm reading some comments here. Jones and just about all the other CI pastors are stuck in the 70s. Okay. I'm not quite sure what the guest means by that, but the case in point is that we got a lot of stuff going on, which to me, again, equates to smoke on the horizon. Okay, I'm not going to read Ezekiel because you can do that on your own, get the chapters. You might want to start with chapter 37 because that verse in there talking about that valley of dead and dry bones, that's pertinent for today as well. So start at 37 tonight, read that, and 38 and 39. And then if you have any questions about it, contact me or we can bring it up on the next program. Let's see here. Ella says here. Oh, yeah, good point. Ella says, men remember that sex is marriage, biblically. Yeah, a lot of people don't know that either. You know, we've gotten so far off the track on the simple stuff. It's no wonder we're so screwed up. Marriage has nothing to do with a piece of paper and a ceremony in a church. That's not marriage, folks. And I'm talking from our Father's point of view. Okay? Nowhere in Scripture does it say that that's marriage. Okay? Marriage is when two become one flesh. That's a biblical way of saying having sexual intercourse. Okay? It's a polite way of saying, okay? There's a lot of vernacular that could go into what you want to call that, but that's a very euphemistic way of saying that they made love, all right? When two bodies become one, the sex act is marriage. And you can find that all through Leviticus and the different books of the Old Testament. It's referred to and inferred in the New Testament, but it's just, folks, I mean, when I was a boy even, there were a lot of people who had shotgun weddings and stuff like that. Didn't have anything to do with churches and didn't have anything to do with the state and didn't have anything to do with a piece of paper. Okay? In fact, in my own family, truth be told, we had a lot of guys back in the late 60s, early 70s. A lot of young men got married because their girlfriends became pregnant. And that's just the way it was. Okay? They got their girlfriends pregnant, and both the girl's father came to the boy's father. When they sat down and talked about it, it was just an automatic. She is now yours, okay? She is your wife. So, again, that's why it's called common law. Common law is biblical law. So, and the reason society is upside down on its head is because we got people running around thinking because the Jews have told us it's okay to do it, the Christ haters and the Satan worshipers. Of course, because it creates chaos and disease and broken homes and broken hearts and blah, 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 blah. Because you're out there doing what our Father said should be reserved to cementing the relationship. It's the culmination. It is the apex of the courtship process between a man and a woman. Okay, you don't hire anybody off the street without vetting them, do you? Why the hell do you think you can just fall in love and jump in bed and it's all good? I mean, come on. I put more research into the guy that works on my car than most people put into who they're going to have children with. All that matters, Dan, is that they make me feel good, you know? I'm in love. No, you're in heat. You're just like a dog in heat. That's got nothing to do with love. Watch a dog in heat. That's what you're behaving like. You're supposed to vet them. You're supposed to go through what they used to call courtship, which is a testing without the physical stuff. Because you want to find out what is the underlying character of the individual, just like we read in Proverbs right here. What's this person going to be like in the long run when the newness wears off, when the physical is no longer the hot stuff it is today? And don't tell me it doesn't happen. I've counseled way too many people. And again, I don't give a damn about exceptions. We're talking about in general. Okay, I'm glad there's some exceptions out there, but that doesn't help us deal with the vast majority that don't have the exception. And that's why we have all the problems we have. And if we don't start dealing with this stuff, it's just going to keep getting worse and worse and worse, and the white race is going to be wiped out. And we are the Adamic race that he put here. And if we go, what do you think is going to happen to all these people? When there is no white man to enforce God's law, what do you think is going to happen? Do you think the Jews are going to do it? Take a look at what they've done to the world and multiply it by 100. So they're not going to make anything better, that's for sure. They'll make it better for Jews, but not anybody else. And don't be looking for the yellow races, the brown races, or the black races. No. You and I were put here for that. So I just don't understand people. It's so freaking plain. And so easy. Just like Christ said, my burden is an easy burden. Why do people want to make things difficult? I do not understand. All right, we've got, if I can get the damn program to work here. Come on, Oklahoma, hey. Welcome to the program.
Hey, Dan.
Hey.
This is Ronnie from Oklahoma.
Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Doing all right. Just got back from looking at some of the nature's beauty out there in Arkansas. Are you still there?
Yep, still here.
Okay. Yeah, I just got back and I've been listening to your program for years, even when you're on Eurofolk. So, yeah, that's true. Our burden is light. It'd be so easy to take it back, but we're under this strong delusion going on now with the just the media and the, just, you know, the entire spider web of corruption going on.
Exactly. So. You would think people would sit back at some point and go, you know, all of these politicians and governments and bankers are nothing but liars and users. But I don't know about you, but hardly anybody ever says, well, do you think maybe we ought to try God's way?
Yeah. No. And I tried it my own way for many years, and I turned away from the good way. I've known the scriptures ever since I was 10 years old, and I just, you know, got into my teens, and I ran with it.
Mm.
You know, when I got to age 32, I said, no more. I can't do it like this. So it's been 26 years since I've been out there running around. You know, I was a churchgoer, and still I am, but, you know, I know that all the churches, 100% of them are corrupt. You know,
mm-hmm.
That used to be a song.
Well, they don't tell us the truth.
Right. And I saw just today, Tom. Huh?
Yeah, go ahead.
I saw today old Tom Cotton-Eyed Jew Lover Cotton was going crazy. We stand with Israel. It just makes me ill. It does. But because of all that stuff going on there, now rockets are flying between Israel and Gaza, and, you know, I don't know. You know, I know you don't watch much news. I just saw it come over my feed. Yeah. So,
right.
America's made its bid, and it's going to lie in it. Huh?
I know. So you're out there in flyover country, huh?
Yes. And I was a song leader in a Baptist church for many years. And then, you know, I decided no more. I've had enough.
Right.
So I just,
well, if you don't mind my asking, what was it that, what was the spark or the event that was your epiphany to come to the whole truth?
Well, the epiphany was when I went to a, you know, because I was a real hardcore Calvinist, right? So, you know, Baptist, you know, the particular Baptist, like Spurgeon and all them. I went to this one site that was ran by a bunch of Presbyterian reformers that were real radical. And some of them, one guy wrote an article called The Cursing of the Fig Tree. And I read that article and I saw, man, the Jews are like this. And I just did more and more research and that led me to identity, you know. But, yeah, there was a Presbyterian Calvinist that wrote a book called The Cursing, not a book, but an article called The Cursing of the Fig Tree. And that started me questioning a lot of things because it wasn't very flattering of the Jews. Yeah, so it was predestinarian.net. It's called something else now. But then I started coming over to identity and things like that and learning about the lost tribes of Israel and started listening to Wickstrom and a few others and started listening to you a few years ago. Back in the Eurofolk, you know, days.
Ah, okay. Very good. Very good. Does most of your family think the same way, or are you pretty much a loner?
Pretty much a loner. I've told them all the truth. Every one of them. So their blood's not on my hands.
Right.
So I told them.
I know.
I told them everything. I told them all the names. Israel Cohen. I named names. That bitch, Emma Goldman and all them. I mentioned all of them. Gloria Steinem. And, you know, yeah. What's one thing they got in common? Yeah. I let them have it.
And they just can't see it, huh?
They just can't see it. Overall sinners,
wow.
That's their patent answer. You know? So.
Oh my God. So. Well, I hope you're all stocked up and, you know, you've got your reserves put away for whatever's coming down the pike.
Yeah, I got a cellar. I got canned foods. So I just recently bought a cellar for tornado purposes and now for war purposes or whatever's coming.
Right.
Disaster purposes.
Right. All right. Very good. Well, we'll just keep on keeping on then, I guess.
Keep on keeping on. Amen. So, I hope things are going well with you. Because I never had a chance. I mean, I'm letting go of some of my work. I'm getting older, and I have an opportunity to listen Wednesday nights more. So,
oh, good. All right.
So I just thought I'd call in. Okay, well, you have a fine rest of the evening. And praise Yahweh, as always.
Absolutely, Ronnie. Take care, buddy. Yahweh
right,
bless.
Take care. Yahweh bless.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, we're at that point where if you've got a comment, a question, a report, or anything that you want to share with our brethren. This software is driving me crazy tonight. Anyway, this would be the time to share it. And again, I want you to just remind everybody that, you know, our duty day by day doesn't really change. Again, we talk about what these characters are doing as a warning, but what you and I should be doing almost every day is exactly the same. It's do the will of the Father. Take care of your health and your body. That's paramount. It's your temple. Remember, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. What do you think that means? Okay? read the scriptures about the temple and how important cleanliness was and keeping things in order. Your temple is holy. It's special. So that means your health. It also means your mental health. That's why the scripture says don't allow things into your eyes and your ears that are not good for you. Be careful. What enters your eyes and ears can affect you. That's why it says stay away from evildoers and corrupting influences. That's why Janice in her articles is so anti-pornography, because of what the Jews who started that business, and everybody knows that, the porn industry and pornography and prostitution and all of that is Jewish. I mean, all of the main editors and owners of the porn industry and magazines are all Jews, okay? They brag about this, okay? And again, what have they done that edified or made our lives better? They didn't. It tears us down. So they put that stuff out there to tear us down. So just remember that, okay? Be warned that the Father says that if you allow any influence to come into you that makes you go off the rails, so to speak, makes you become a, quote, sinner, meaning transgressor of his law, okay, whatever influence that is, liquor, drugs, sex, pornography, whatever, those influences you have allowed to take over, and therefore it is sin. And you should avoid it. Okay, it doesn't matter what it is. Okay, everybody points to porn and all that stuff, but any influence. I know people that are addicted to and worship their jobs, worship their material goods, worship drugs, alcohol, socializing, parties, movies, movie stars, money, race mixing. I mean, these are all thorns in the side of a true believer who wants to walk uprightly with our Father. The closer you stay to being in the middle of the road, meaning right there alongside the Father, the closer you stay in that walk, the better your life's going to be. Period. Okay? Surely you know that by now. It's when you veer away from him that trouble comes. Trouble comes. Okay? Now, in the midst of all the bullshit that's going on, I'm here to tell you, as we talked about Ella and her getting a new name, and people sent me emails with miracles that are happening in their life, like Chris and his family up there in Virginia, and other people wrote to me. Stay focused on our mission and look to how the Father works with his children. These people walking around out here, especially those putting that shit in their bodies and wearing a diaper on their face, they're the walking dead. They're the Ezekiel 37 walking dead, dead and dry bones. No spirituality, no quickening, no knowledge, no lovers of the truth, antichrist, anti-Yahweh, you name it. Okay, that's them. We're on the other side of the fence. Okay? We're on the other side of the fence. Can't do anything for them. You can't. And some people say, you know, they're against all the other races, but I got to tell you, if another, just like the one guy lives in this neighborhood, he's a black guy, he's an older guy, but he is a good neighbor. If he asked me for information, I would tell him the truth, because he's a good man. He behaves himself. He takes care of his family. He takes care of his home. He's a good neighbor. Never has a bad word to say. Never a gossiper. I'm telling you, he walks pretty damn close to what the Father expects all of us to do. Okay? He's not part of our family. That's true. However, I would tell him if he asked for information about what he could do to improve his health or whatever. I wouldn't lie to him. Okay, I wouldn't lie to him. And one of the guests here, one of the people on the call here is saying he's not a man, he's a beast. Well, that word in the scripture is a creature. a created being of our Father. No, he's not Adamic man, but he is a creation of the Father. I would not abuse a horse or a mule as a created creature of our Father. Why would I abuse somebody on two legs? I wouldn't do that. Now, if somebody wants to do that here, then you take the consequences. All right? You take the consequences, both in this life and when you stand in front of the Father. Okay? Well, that we can argue that point back and forth all night long. All I know is they're here. And I read the scripture, it says that when we walk amongst the created beings on this earth, we're supposed to behave ourselves. We're supposed to enforce the law. That means for everybody. That goes for beasts of the field, it goes for animals, and it goes for the other races. That's why we are the administrators. Because when everything is in order, everything is in the order that Yahweh intended it to be, there's peace and harmony for everybody. Everything works better. And this world is going to come to that real soon. And just as Yahshua said in Luke chapter 19, if you're not wanting to live under his rule, he's going to have his servants drag you in front of him for you to be executed. That's pretty serious shit. Okay? That's how serious it's going to be. Right now, you can play the games. You can pretend that you can make laws up for yourself and ignore what he says. You go right ahead. You go right ahead and enjoy what little time you got left. Because the day is going to come when Luke 19, verse 27, is going to come to pass. And it fits right in with Obadiah. It fits right in with Malachi. Okay? Now, if you feel confident you can get away with it, you be my guest. You do whatever the hell makes you feel good. Because I'm not responsible for you. You will stand there all by yourself and give an accounting. So if you trust your judgment that much, then you'll be fine. Let's see here. Okay, never mind that. All right, I think we covered enough stuff here. And again, stay alert, folks. I mean, there's stuff coming down. There's stuff going on all over the place right now. All kinds of stuff. Not just this pipeline thing. There's all kinds of stuff going on in the banking, in the electronics, communications, everything that we talked about tonight. So, dear Heavenly Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We thank you for this opportunity to share with our brothers and sisters. We pray that the words will go out and fall upon the ears of those that you wish to hear it. We pray that the family would come back together, brothers and sisters of Yahweh, that we would come back as a family and work together, edify each other, learn things line upon line, precept upon precept, sharing our information as you told us to do. No one of us has all the answers, but when we come together as a team, in the council of many, there is victory, especially when that council is dedicated to each other and to you as our Father. We ask for forgiveness for our stumblings and our misguided steps at times. We ask that you would anoint us with the holy oil of your baptism of the Spirit. We pray that you would walk with us, give us good discernment, take away the spirit of fear, give us a stiff backbone and courage to speak the truth no matter where we're at. We also ask that you would guide us and protect us from our enemies. We ask all this in Yahweh's precious name. Hallelujah.